God, we give you back what you've given us. You've been so amazing. Come on, let's say it again.
You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken.
So from our hearts, God, we cry.
Pray are you, Lord.
Come on, raise it.
It's your grace in my life. Show me how I pray.
That's why we're here. That's why we showed up today. Because it's your breath. Be much to some, but all that I have is yours. All that I am is yours. Receive it today. Come on and just break those alabaster boxes in his presence.
And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing.
Come on and declare it today.
All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Pray.
Come on, if you're watching at home or if you're in your car, let's just declare this. Every voice say,
all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. Souls will sing. Great are you, Lord.
Come on and turn the volume up on your worship. Raise up your voices.
All the earth will shout.
With your children we cry. Your sons and your daughters. We raise up our voice. And we declare.
Worshipers
that would bring
raise up your voice. Say, Lord,
if all the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry.
What will they see? Says if there's anything praiseworthy, think on these things. Do you have anything you're grateful for? Do you have anything that you're glad he did in your life? Do you have anything running across your mind that you know he saved you from, he rescued you through? Is there a pit or a hole that he pulled you out of? Is there anything he's doing in your life right now? And though it may be painful, you know he's working in your life right now. If there's anything praiseworthy, think on these things. We don't think on the things where we fail. We don't think where we've screwed up. We don't think on the things that hurt us. If there's anything praiseworthy, softly if you would, it's your breath. It's your breath. You just stand right there with me a moment. I feel something in my heart.
Give it to you,
Jesus. It's been a week where we have served a whole lot of people and brought them into our experience. what God's doing in our lives, and I'll read you some of those comments later. I just feel something in my heart. We've tried to keep it simple this morning. I don't try to come up here and fake folk out no more. I'm almost 49 years old, and I'm tired. Can we get the elephant out of the room? Your pastor is tired. There's no S on my shirt. We were preparing for the second service. We were debriefing between services back in the back. Pastor Todd Nash looked at me and said, "We're doing three songs." I'm like, "Right." He said, "No, we're doing three songs." I said, "Yeah, everybody. The spirit is willing, but the flesh sometimes struggles to catch up." But we were just singing it. And I'm going to speak this. I'm going to give you a chance to close your eyes. I'm going to pray. I can't help but feel in my spirit that not only are there some people that may need to meet Jesus for the first time, I'm not going to call you down here. Don't feel like that's the pattern this morning. But I feel like there's an even larger number. I feel like there's some people that ended up in this building, or you ended up online this morning. I'm just going to tell you what's in my heart. I sensed it when I came in here and we started singing. That you're someone that we would call rededicate, who would call need to reaffirm your commitment. You're a person who's coming back. You've known God before. I don't know why you walked away. Sometimes it's just a decision that leads to a decision that leads to a decision that all of a sudden has left to 10 years of decisions, and you look and you're a long way away. Sometimes it's something hit you and you didn't see it coming, and God caught the blame for it. A lot of times it's something somebody did to you, and you can't let what happened this way hurt what happened this way. But so many times we get hurt this way, and it cuts us off this way. I don't know why you're here. I don't know if you came by invitation. I don't know if you're hunting and you're empty. I don't know if there's something pulling you because you know you're a long way off, and you got up this morning and something in your heart said, "You know what? I haven't been happy since I walked away from God. I got to get back." I don't know why. I don't know the reasons. I can only think there's a list of them. But I sense that there's some people in here that for the first time, but even a greater number, you're sitting here, and you being here and God putting it into my heart means that there's a climactic moment that's supposed to take place. There's a story of a prodigal son. The father never left the house. The son left the house. And the father looked every day till he got back. God don't run you down, but he's there waiting for when you make up your mind to return. He's not mad at you. And you ain't got to come back and be a second-class citizen in the house. He lets you take right back up where you left off. There's a healer of hearts in the building today. There's somebody that plugs all the holes and fills the empty places right here in this room today. And he's calling you back, and he's telling you he's not mad, and he'll bear your shame, the shame of your mistakes and your decisions. Right now, if you would, just bow your head all over this building. If you know that I'm talking to you, if you're sitting there saying, "How in the world does he know that that's me?" I just try to listen. Can I tell you how important you are right now? If we praise, if we worship, if we give to God of our substance, if I preach and you go home lost, we failed. And I hope that there's a moment right now where the love of God, not his judgment, but his love, not his finger pointing, not his accusation. People do that, not God. Where the love of God is so overwhelming right now that you can't resist him. That he's got your heart in his hand and he's pulling you back. And you say, "Pastor, you're talking to me. I need to make things right with God. I've been away too long. I want to get back." If that's you, I'm not calling you to the front, right where you are. Just me and you and Jesus. Throw your hand up in there and say, "That's me you're talking to. That's me." Folks, there's hands throwing up all over this building this morning. There's about 60, 70 hands just went up in this building. Wow.
Good morning, it's 15 minutes after 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am radio host Sister Love and I will be here with you till 2 p.m. You are catching the wave. Now back to great gospel music.
Come on, Walita. Yeah. Now life, you know he's been good. I feel good, Mama Curtis. If you know he's been good, let's shake the rafters before we get out of here. Let me hear you say,
yes.
Let me hear you.
Taste and see, Psalms 34 and 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Let's do that for a minute. Go ahead, Cal.
28 minute after 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am radio host Sister Love. I hope you are having a great day. Our website is nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now back to great gospel music.
Everybody, to do, if you don't mind. Everybody, put those hands together. Clap those hands. Y'all come on and put those hands together. We're getting ready to get out of here. But before we go, everybody.
While I have this chance, oh, while I have this chance,
while I have this chance,
you know I'm
KFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Gracious unto you and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
People, thank God. Going around. Lord, you didn't have to wait soon this morning, but you
did know.
I know you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you
did know.
I know you didn't have to wake me early this morning, but you
did know.
I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you
did know.
They all you done. You woke me up early this morning. Lord, you was right on time. I had my health and strength and clothes. Y'all let me say it again. You didn't have to wake soon this morning, but
Jesus,
I ain't gotta ask you. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but
Jesus,
I wonder if anybody else here today. You didn't have to wake me early this morning, but
Jesus,
I'm so glad, Lord, you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but
Jesus,
but that ain't all you done for me. You woke me up early this morning, Lord, you were right on time. Had my health and strength and clothes. Just wanna tell you, you didn't have to wait
for this morning.
Lord, you didn't
have to wait for this morning.
I know you didn't
have to wait for this morning.
You didn't have to do it. But I'm so glad you did.
You have to wait for this morning.
Let me take time out.
You have to wait for this morning.
Just let me tell you thank you.
You have to wait for this morning.
Just wanna say thank you.
You have to wait for this morning.
Because when I got out of my bed this morning,
this morning,
not only that, Lord,
this morning,
but
never turn my back on the Lord. And I love this song right here.
Just like you're falling, God will raise you up. Now not just saved, you're forgiven. You're anchored in God. Don't let nobody tell you nothing. Don't let nobody try to persuade you. Tell them you're anchored in God. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Listen. Though the storm keeps on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, the night from day. Still that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eye upon the distant shore. I know gonna leave me safely through that blessed place
He has prepared. Oh, but if the storm don't cease, no, 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 and if the wind keeps on blowing in my life, one more time, though the storm keeps on raging in your life, my friend, and sometimes it's hard to tell your night from your day. I wish I had some voice this morning, but that's alright. Still that hope that lies within, it's reassured as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know He'll lead me safely to that blessed place He has prepared. Oh, but if the storm, just in case the wind, those boastful winds, keeps on blowing, blowing, blowing in my life. That's all right, friend. My soul, yes, it is. Oh, Lord, has been anchored, anchored in. Oh, the Lord. That's the part I like right there, because it encouraged me. All I'm trying to tell you today, friend. I realize that sometimes in this life we're gonna be tossed and turned, yet by the waves and the currents that seems so fierce. But you know what? The word of God told me one day, in the word of God, in God's spoken word, it lets me know I have an anchor. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And it keeps me steadfast, ain't going nowhere. Oh yes, unmovable. Yes, despise the time. Oh, but if the storms, they may never cease in your life, that's all right. God is still walking beside you, and the wind keeps on blowing, blowing in my life. The day this morning, my soul, okay. And yes, it is. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. Oh, Lord. Anchored in the Lord. Yes, it is. My soul has been anchored.
You are catching the wave. Here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, it's 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time. I am radio host Sister Love. I hope you are enjoying the music. Our website is nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or call in to listen by phone at 347-215-8049.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix.
You
My name is Tommy. I have three words that mean so much to me. Love, peace, and happiness. Lord have mercy. I have to talk about it. Do y'all understand me? I just can't help it. Late over in the midnight hour, I have to pray about it. And then again, I find myself, Lord knows I have to sing about it. Fellas, would you sing about it? Lord have mercy. Oh, that sounds good to me. Take up too much of your time, but I just got to tell you about it. Everywhere I go, I hear people talking about they need love. But I find out in order to have love, you first have to give love.
We're in heaven.
Lord have mercy. And when you have love, you're gonna find peace. And when you have love and peace, Lord knows you'll find happiness.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sitting here and my mind go back to the time. Back home in my home church. You know, I used to sing a little bit on the choir, and we used to sing about love. Mercy.
All right.
Oh, I used to sing a little bit, and I find myself so many times singing about love. And I want to ask you a favor out there. I know you can't see me, and I can't see you, but I want y'all to join in with me, because I know the same thing that I'm talking about means so much to you. So what about let's just sing it together? Will that be okay with you? Lord have mercy. I can't do without it. No, 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 no. Oh, I'm gonna leave you alone, but I got to tell you a little more about it. You know, the other day, me and my organ player, Brother Sam Moses, we was sitting down, and Brother Sam said, Tommy said, love means so much to me. He said, I just want to play about it. I said, okay, Sam, play out your soul. Do y'all like that? Wait, 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 wait 1 minute. Oh, I didn't stop there. Brother Sam's William told me the same thing. Play Sam. Father God. This is my prayer that one day that this world will have this love, peace, and happiness. I love you.
Turn it out to the right, clap, clap, step up and watch God. Step back and watch God. Turn at me. Just look at me. Just look at me. Don't hate, pick it up. God, he did. Just look at me. Just look at me. Just look at me. Don't hate, pick it up. God, he did. Just look at me. Just look at me. Just look at me.
Now stop.
Humble is the way. Stay low. The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you. The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you. The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you.
Praises go up.
The blessings come back down. The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you. The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you. The lower you get, the more God's gonna bless you. Step, 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 step up. Facts and still matter of fact. Everywhere you look, you got a blessing on the way. Step up. Still matter of fact, everywhere you look, you got a blessing on the way. Turn it out to the right, clap, clap, step up and watch God. Step back and watch God. Turn it out to the left, clap, clap. It's the new direction of the brand new blessing. Up, back, stand still, matter of fact. Everywhere you look, you got a blessing on the way. Up, back, stand still, matter of fact. Everywhere you look, you got a blessing on the way. Turn it out to the right, clap, clap, step up and watch God. Step back and watch God.
It's so crazy how blessed I am.
like you, to love somebody like me, for somebody like you just to include me.
You could have left me out, but you wouldn't have it that way. When I stepped out of the line, your love stepped in my place, and I belong here. Hey, I wanna stay here forever.
Catching the wave, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, it's 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am radio host Sister Love, I hope you are, enjoying the music. Don't forget our NFI television gospel broadcast every Sunday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on Spectrum TV Channel 24. Our website is nfiradio.com, or on Facebook, at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or call in to listen by phone, at 347-215-8049. It's going to be a great day.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Every song I sing has a meaning. God has been good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. You know it isn't every day that you see a young lady, 5'2½, weighing 615 pounds, walking the streets. But God's been mighty good to me. Mine go back to my oldest sister, weighing in at 628 pounds. The Lord saw fit to call her home. I'll never forget the day when Undertaker said to me, said, Gloria, we have to measure you to make a shroud for your sister, but make it just a little larger. Not only that, said, we have to delay the funeral because we have to have a casket made, which will take a double grave, and it has to be cement. He said, and one more thing, I don't want you to worry about nothing. He said, the casket gonna take over 20 men to carry it. Said, but it won't fit in my hearse. He said, but I'm gonna buy a new white paddle truck just to carry it in. I'll never forget to the evening at the cemetery. A man walked up to me, said, Gloria, if I was you, said, tomorrow I would go to the casket company, and have all my burial taken care of now. So when it's your time to go, said you wouldn't put your family through so much trouble. I said, brother, it wasn't no trouble. I said, I'm not worried about nothing. I'm not worried about anything. I said, cause I may be cut up. I may be cut up. I may be cut up to meet him in hell. I never forget the evening when they began the Lord to cast it down on the ground. My soul got right happy. I thought about the song that said, come that morning when the dice is over, we'll fly away to a home for the last for sure. We'll fly away, yeah. Oh, I fly away, oh glory, we'll fly away. Oh, when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I fly away. Wait a minute, you know what?
and say one word.
Wait.
If I couldn't say one word,
wait.
He been good, good to me. Kept me out of danger when danger was around me. Couldn't say one word, yeah.
Wait.
Couldn't have done what you did when you went to Calvary. He shed his blood. He shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word. If I ever stand, one more time, I couldn't have done what my Jesus did when he went to Calvary. He shed his blood. Oh, he shed it. He shed it for me. And right now, Lord, I'm standing here. Lord, I'm standing on your word. Lord, I know your word. Your word will forever stand. If I could say one word,
wait.
I want to say it just one more time for me. I couldn't have done what Jesus did when he went, to Calvary. He shed all of his blood. He shed it for me. And right now, I'm standing here. To me, he kept me a long time. He never left me alone. He stood by my side when my family walked off and left me. He stood by my side when my friends walked off and left me. He stood by my side when no one else was standing by my side. And right now, Lord, while I got my help, while I got my strength, I'm gonna take time out, and I'm gonna tell you, thank you. He's been good to me, been good to me, been good to me.
Say one word, I'll just wave my
y'all do me one favor. Take a neighbor by the hand. Do it quickly. Take a neighbor by the hand. Real quickly, take a neighbor by the hand. And say, neighbor. Neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Out of all I've been through. Talk to him. Out of all I've been through. Out of all I've been through. I still got my joy. 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 I'm happy, y'all, excuse me. I'm happy when I think about what he done for me. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
I just wave my hand.
You
one day. They said, girlfriend, how in the world can a brown cow eating green grass go turn around and give us some white milk? I said, well, I don't know about that one. But one thing that I do know that God's chemical laboratory of redemption took my black soul stained with sin and plumb in red the blood of Jesus. And I came out white. No, yes, I did. The
after all I've done for you, what will you do for me?
Living for me, for me, yeah.
Black and white for you.
How much joy do you need if I can't die for you?
It's 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am radio host Sister Love. We are right at the top of the hour of 1 p.m. We thank all our men and women of God that bring forth the Word of God here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, I'm tired and I'm weary, but I must go along to the Lord. Comes and calls me away. Oh yeah. Well, the morning so bright and the land is alive, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh, there will be peace in the valley for me.
There will be peace someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow. The bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, yes. And the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed.
I will be changed
from this creature that I am.
Oh, oh, yeah.
And there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace. For me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no more trouble. I pray.
no money. Anybody like that? Anybody ever been that way? A lot of my friends, thought that was so funny. But I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say, can I get a witness in here that the Lord? Anybody in this building know he's been good? Anybody in this building know he's been good? Anybody in this building know he's been good? I know he's been good to me, y'all. Now those of you that come from a poor family, and you know God brought you, I just want you to lift your voice and just scream one time. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, sure didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Oh, I didn't have no money. A lot of my friends thought that was funny. Oh, but I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say that the Lord been good to me. I don't know about y'all, but we were raised in a shack, y'all. Sometimes cold was then that we put on our back. Mama and Daddy, they done the best they could. They always told me, son, always be good. Out of all the things that I've done in life, I know that the Lord been good to me. Oh, he's been good.
You've been good.
Oh, Lord.
You've been good to me.
How many know he's been good?
Been good.
Oh, I thank you, Lord.
You've been good.
He brought me.
You've been good.
A mighty long way.
You've been good.
He brought me.
You've been good.
A mighty long way. Let me ask y'all something. Did he bring you? Did he bring you? Did he bring you? Over the mountain. Over the mountain. Over the mountain. Down through the valley. It ain't God good. No, God been good. You know what he did for me? He brought me. From a mighty long way. I just want to ask y'all a couple of questions. Anybody know about the rock? Rock in the weary lane. Anybody know about the rock in the weary lane? Anybody know about the rain? Wait a minute. I'm just going to name a few things that he done for me. First of all, how many poor folks that come from a poor family out there? Those of you that know God brought you, let me hear you say yes. I'm going to name a few things that he done for me. Just a few. And if he did the same thing for you, I just want you to scream, yeah, as loud as you can. Can I tell you what he done for me? Let me tell you. Shoes on my feet, shoes on my feet, shoes on my feet, clothes on my back, clothes on my back, food on my plate.
Barbershop harmony, that's cool, right? We got some new hip-hop in Monte Carlo, Georgia for y'all tonight. Yo, Brick,
I'm sick of packing all these times, slaying dimes and smoking all the marijuana, chilling with pretty mamas from Havana in the Bahamas. Plus demons trying to see me hot like I'm in the sauna, and I'm just trying to get the loot, kind of like Madonna.
Tell everybody I know, tell them it's time to go. Me and BG in the 6-4, sitting real low, about to roll to the riverside, put that liquor to the side, ain't no need for getting high, stay alive, pay a
time. Hell should die, Elohim. Tripping y'all, never been laying down all of my burdens because I don't want to be left in burning. Flirting with death and they promised my last breath. Dressed in prison blues, Holy Spirit got me under arrest.
I used to be a thug, sold drugs, right across ya. Stepped up in the church, got converted at the altar, and I don't fault ya. Fell back and he caught ya. I was trying to floss, better live what he taught ya.
Congregation's gonna be in for a surprise come Sunday.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
I expect you to be there too.
I also suppose you plan on enforcing the rules in the bylaws that says all members of the choir must be baptized and take Bible study classes.
He's all right, y'all. And he's all right tonight. I got somebody, y'all. Can't you see how they
Somebody talking about me, but really I don't mind. They try to stop and block my progress most of the time. The mean thing you say don't make me feel bad. I can't miss a friend I never had. Yeah,
I've got Jesus.
Y'all know what?
Oh, Lord,
listen at this right here. So many times I didn't have a dime. I don't know about it, but the Lord. About me, y'all know what? He's my all in all. When you put James down, Jesus
pick me up.
Stand by my side when my going gets tough. I got it.
I got Jesus.
Good God Almighty.
Oh Lord, and that's enough.
Don't you know He reigns?
He
saved me.
He brought
me. He taught me. Been my friend. Been David's little guy. I can feel him walking right up by my side.
My
God, I can feel him walking by my side. You,
daddy took me by the hand and said, "Dame, everybody always talks about saving. He got on a red suit with a long tail and a pitchfork. He said, "Boy, saving don't always come in that shape and form of fashion." He said, "Sometimes saving wears a Stacy Adams shoe. Sometimes, boy, saving wear a double-breasted suit and a necktie with a bad shirt on." He said, "Sometimes saving wear a derby hat." He said, "Boy, sometimes Santa sits right on the front seat of the church." He said, "But sometimes Santa drives the biggest and the finest Cadillac." He said, "But what you have to do when he get on your track, you just have to drive him away. You have to drive him away." I said, "Daddy, how I'm gonna do that?" He said, "You use a little bit of love, a little bit of happiness, a little bit of peace, and you call on the name of Jesus."
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Thank you.
things will hurt you to your heart to see your loved one depart. Oh, because death is no stranger to anyone. You can join the choir, Chicago. Why don't you join the choir?
There's a train coming. Don't need no ticket. You can just step on board. All you need is faith. You hear the diesel humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. Oh,
how about a round of applause for Linda Jones, ladies and gentlemen, on Pulse?
As a train coming, don't need no bag, don't need no ticket. All you got to do, thank the
Lord. Oh, what y'all talking about? Wanda Neal. Wanda, would you sing for me? Sing.
We all got to get ready.
Come on now.
For that train to Jordan. We don't need no ticket. We can just step on board. All we need is faith to hear that diesel coming. We don't need no back off. We can just thank the Lord.
Yeah. Wanda Neal Bobo. Give us a round of applause. All we got to do. All right. Nanny.
Keep your hand. Keep your hand. Keep your hand. God's hand.
Oh, we've got. Look, wait a minute. I got to get over here some kind of way, huh? No. Mr. Ellen says no. Who?
No, we've got to do.
All right.
People get ready. People get ready.
Number one in my life.
Jesus is the best friend. He is the best friend.
I tell you, Jesus.
Many friends we have.
Jesus is the best friend.
Jesus is still the best friend.
He is the best friend.
Jesus is the best friend.
Jesus is the best friend
I ever had. You know what he is?
He is the father and the mother.
He's better than
the
that.
And the brother.
He's the best friend.
He is the best friend.
Can
Can I get a witness if you know? I know you try it sometimes. He's the best friend.
He is the best friend.
My Jesus. Say this one more time, you know what he is.
A father,
and a mother,
and a mother,
a sister, and a brother,
and a brother.
He's the best friend.
The best friend.
Tears I've cried, the things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on.
Yeah.